It's a Mesero Monday. Happy 2026, everybody. John Hansen here. Sumit Desai, who joined us last week live on the show, will now do a couple podcasts for the rest of January to really kind of set up your financial start to the year. And Sumit, what better time? First of all, welcome back. How are you?
Doing well. Happy New Year. Thank you for having me, as always.
Always. And I think that this is a good time of year to take stock in maybe what's in your portfolio. I mean, yeah. There's never a bad time, but Right. Well, people are kind of looking at their budgets, their finances. Why not see what's under the hood in their portfolio too, right?
Well, it's sort of like, you know, that first week of the year when you go to the gym and everyone's hitting up the gym for their New Year's resolutions. You're not also a good time to sort of refresh your financial goals and kind of work out some of those muscles as well.
What's your outlook here for the economy? I mean, there's no crystal ball, but seems like even big stories don't move the markets as much as some might think they would.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I wonder what the markets are going to open on Monday. This was now a week ago after the Maduro arrest.
Yep.
And the markets were like, okay. Like, there's a lot of taking
markets
things.
Markets were up.
Yeah. There's a lot of taking things in stride these days. I mean, that's no guarantee for the future, of course, but it must make your jobs, I don't know if it makes it harder or easier, but what's your outlook here?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
So, you know, we're coming off of 3 years of very strong market returns.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we sort of had a mixed economy. On one hand, the economy's been strong for many, and you've seen that in the growth in the markets, for example. The technology sector continues to be very robust. But you're also seeing some pain at the lower ends of the economic spectrum. So lower income workers, for example, are feeling a little bit of pain, a little bit of an incremental uptick in unemployment, for example. But overall, our expectations for the economy for 2026 are positive. You have strong corporate earnings growth. You're going to see some benefits from tax refunds and lower taxes for things like tips. That's been promised and should start hitting bank accounts this year, and that'll help spending and kind of keep the economy afloat for a little bit longer based on what we're seeing. We also have the benefit of lower interest rates too. The Federal Reserve is starting to cut interest rates a little bit, and that should be a catalyst as well to kind of boost economic activity.
Is part of your outlook positive because of the fact that the tariffs, while they disrupted the markets, especially early on in 2025, and they led to some confusion about what was going to happen next with businesses, but the fact that mostly they've weathered the storm without a giant spike in inflation, does that lead to you guys being more optimistic that perhaps, barring some unforeseen policy change, to lead that companies can withstand tariffs, or at least they can prepare and navigate these somewhat choppy waters okay?
Yeah, I think choppy waters is a good way to describe our expectations for 2026. There's a lot of volatility and still a lot of uncertainty around tariffs. You were starting to read and hear a little bit in the back half of last year, for example, in the auto sector and auto parts sector, certain companies that were starting to see some cracks because of the tariffs that were then exposing other issues within those companies, namely lots of debt. I think more than how do tariffs impact the economy, what we're really thinking about is how do the companies with a lot of debt on their balance sheets, how do they navigate what could be an uncertain environment, in part due to tariffs, in part due to geopolitical concerns, not to mention other factors as well.
So a lot of what you seem optimistic about, maybe some more free-flowing money with lower interest rates, the idea that there's going to be, I think, a better tax outcome for many middle-class Americans with SALT tax lifted, or at least the restrictions up higher. Refund checks for people that maybe have had to owe the government for years.
Yes.
Does that spark any worry? We're talking about a lot of liquidity back into the market, which then, of course, raises fears that we're at 2.7% inflation. That's certainly better than 9.1% in June of 2022. But we don't want to be around 3.5%. Is that at least something you're looking at?
It is top of mind for us. And, inflation has come down, like you mentioned, over the past 3 years. What's going to be interesting this year is as the Fed starts lowering rates, which they started doing last year, some of that's, it's starting to seem like some of that's politically driven. And if it's not necessarily economically driven, but if it's politically driven and this administration, pushes the Fed to lower rates, In cases where maybe we don't really need to lower rates, that actually could pump more money into the economy, which could be good in the short term, but could lead to more inflation in the long term. And you're starting to see some of that being reflected in market expectations for inflation down the road. So, we like the environment right now, and we think that there were ways to protect a portfolio from rising rates. And we're taking some of those steps right now.
I just want to make sure I understand. The market is so forward-looking that they're game-playing a more politicized Fed, lowering rates maybe quicker than a quote-unquote non-politicized Fed of yesteryear would have mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. That leads to more liquidity in the markets. That could lead to higher inflation. The market, some aspects of it, already pricing that in to the current outlook for things.
Right. So what you saw over the past few years, and it was sort of an anomaly, but longer-term interest rates were actually below shorter-term interest rates.
The 2-10 flip.
Yeah, we call that an inverted yield curve. And now, so the yield curve is getting back to normal, where longer-term rates are now higher than short-term rates. That's sort of a normal environment, but in my opinion, and a lot of other market prognosticators would sort of interpret that as saying, we may have some higher inflation down the road.
Okay. 4 years ago, I wouldn't have known what any of those things meant, Iridium, but this is 4 years now I've hosted the show. I think I know what I'm talking about now a little bit.
The 210 reference was a deep cut. I respect that.
Tell you what, Submit, let's take a break here for this episode. You mentioned about portfolios. You have a lot of optimism. There's some optimism for the next year. Expect it to be a good year. Let's paint the picture of the other side of how to protect in case it's not. All right, we'll do that on our next Mesiro Monday. That'll drop next week with Sumit Desai. 1-877-MESIRO, MESIROW, Mesiro.com.